Okay, call to order the July 9th, 2019 meeting of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. The first item is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, next item is approval of the meeting minutes. Why don't we just take a minute and look at that and see if there's any recommended changes. Okay, is there a motion to
make a motion that we approve the minutes of the previous meetings?
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Next item is public comments.
Seeing no public.
Okay, seeing no public. I guess we'll close that item. Old business. We don't really have any old business. The only thing I'd like to do, John, do you have any sort of update on the golf cart rental? I know we had a couple things that we talked about last time in terms of the signs and whether they're going to sell golf carts and things like that. How are things working over there? Okay.
As far as the signs are concerned, he had a banner up and then another banner. Part of that was because they were waiting on the building to be delivered. Believe it or not, he ordered that building before he got approval from P&Z and Council for this special use permit, and it was just delivered last week.
Okay.
So I don't know if that is, they've been painting it right now. I believe he's already got the sign ordered. It's the same one that he presented to or sent to guys, 15% of the side of the building. That's my update for you.
So everything seems to be working okay over there now?
I haven't had any complaints.
No complaints, okay.
What about the issue with the Hummers and the, they're not going to rent those, I assume.
So the property, the business owner drives his cars, and the one that you see over there is one that usually drives about every day, which is
no, but their list includes the ability to rent a Hummer and or a Jeep and whatever else, and we didn't agree to any of that.
So my question is, are we going to tell him what he can and can't advertise on fresh shirts?
I think we told him what he can and cannot rent.
On the Curie Beach property.
Right.
Now he can rent in Carolina Beach.
I don't believe he's renting any of those.
Okay, all right.
Curie Beach property.
Okay.
That particular shed they have down there, John, is that the original one that was shown in the preliminary?
That's the one that P&Z actually.
That's repaired.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Recommended that he use
it. It was the best looking on their
options.
On their options. Yeah, there probably were better options if we looked at a different company, but that was the best looking on their brochures. So, all right. Okay. Is there any other old business? Nope. Okay, new business. This might be faster than our HPC meeting. Okay, obviously everybody knows that Aretha resigned. She sent a letter of resignation to me. I think I passed it around to everybody. And so David will become our regular member right now. And that I believe on the next council meeting, there's a formal acceptance. And we just heard from Beth that the advertisement has already gone out for the alternate, and that we'll be interviewing the alternate for the position. Okay, is there anything more on that? Nope. Okay. School of Government Training Opportunity. Joseph has sent out a couple emails regarding this. It's unfortunate he's not going to be here. Does anybody have any additional information on that? John, do you have any?
Guys, that he would like for you guys to get an opinion on what you would like to have the training on.
Okay.
So that they can relay that to the council departments.
So how, now how does that work? Is it just something that they do kind of free for us, or?
Nancy can step in probably. As I understand it, they offer two free trainings to each municipality a year.
Do they have a list of what they offer?
I think Joseph had that information.
You said council government, Joseph said school government. Do you know which entity we're talking about?
The email of Allen Circus. Allen Circus.
It's council government. I don't know that it's free. It might be.
The email is what I saw.
I don't know what the council offers.
Is there anything that we feel that we're deficient in our knowledge or skills or anything?
I think
rather than asking us, I'm going to ask you guys, how are we doing? What can we do better that we need training on?
Well, you might want to think about more quasi-judicial training if they have that in case it ever comes up under your HPC.
Okay.
I think we're putting the horse before the cart. We don't know what they offer. It's nice to say what we want.
It sounds like the way Joseph said it is that they will custom make the training for us. That was kind of my sense. Wasn't that your sense, John? Yeah.
Alright.
So quasi-judicial training. Anything else? Okay, well think about it, and you know, if Joseph gets here before we finish for this evening, we can talk more about it. If not, we can do it via email. I'm going to ask the attorney. We can have a conversation. That's not a decision thing. We can have a conversation via email about training and stuff like that.
I think so, as long as you're not conducting any business.
As long as we're not just, you know, figure out what sort of training would be appropriate and stuff.
They may have some HPC related.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. All right, last item is one that I suggested put on there is graffiti mitigation. This came up, I was out in California. You know, I've got a condo in Pacific Beach right there, which is one of the major beach communities in San Diego. You know, going up to Solana Beach, I've got a lot of friends who live in the beach areas, and graffiti is a huge problem. I mean, it's become a big problem in beach communities, and there's a reason for that, too, because even though people tend to think that graffiti is gang-oriented, and some of it is. A lot of graffiti is just taggers. You know, people just want to go out and tag and stuff like that. And it turns out that both of the gang-related graffiti and tagging-related graffiti are attracted to beach communities. Gangs like these days, a big thing in the gang communities in Southern California, and California maybe elsewhere too, is to go to beach areas. So what they do is they, and the reason this kind of caught my attention is gangs don't pay parking fees, and so what they do is they find out where they can go to the beach for free, okay? And what they do then is they kind of stake out an area, let's say in a park or something like that, in a beach community, and then, of course, they tag it with their gang graffiti and all that sort of thing. The reason this is important, I think, is even though we don't have a problem here, I was a council member in the city of Mission Viejo. We had about 70,000 people. It's in an upscale area in South Orange County, California. And we had no graffiti, and we had no graffiti ordinance either. And literally overnight, someone came and tagged probably 200 to 300 areas in our town. It was, you woke up in the morning, and there was basically Crips type of tagging everywhere in that town. Studies have shown that when graffiti goes up, property prices go down about 20% to 30%. You know, there's a whole bunch of problems with the graffiti. So I'm a big fan of anticipating problems, and particularly when I came back from talking with some of the folks who live in some of the beach communities, Del Mar, Solana Beach, Pacific Beach, and so forth, it's become a real problem. And you can see from the ordinance that I sent you that they're pretty aggressive in terms of trying to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, given that Kiri Beach is the only one that doesn't charge for parking, I think that if something does happen, we would be a very typical target for it. And again, one kid with a spray can or one of these, you know, 2-inch markers can do an incredible amount of damage to a community like Kiri Beach. I mean, literally overnight. So anyway, I just wanted to bring it up, and I included a example. I looked at all the different graffiti ordinances, probably for about 15 different Beach communities, they're all pretty similar. I think they probably got this from their school of government out in California or something like that. But I thought the Solana Beach was probably the closest to Curie Beach in terms of, you know, it's a bigger community, but that's because it kind of goes deeper into California. But in terms of the length, you know, what they try to accomplish there is a kind of a family type of community and stuff like that. So I just cut and paste their ordinance to kind of think about. And you can see that they are very aggressive. They offer rewards. They will use public money to clean up. If somebody has it, if a private property has graffiti, they give them 3 days to clean it up. And if they don't clean it up, they're going to go on and clean it up for them. Yeah, you know, there's no question about it. I actually wrote the graffiti ordinance after we had our problem in Mission Viejo, and which became the model graffiti ordinance for most of Orange County, California. But that was 20, 30 years ago, and these are, you know, much better right now in terms of dealing with some of these issues. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of put that out there and kind of think about, do we need to anticipate problems? Because I would say of any community in the Wilmington area right now that would be a target for graffiti, it would be Curie Beach. You know, just simply because we don't have the paid parking. And that's going to attract the people that, again, it just takes one person to do it. So just wanted to bring that up for kind of thinking about it for the future. And any quick comments or anything? And there's no proposal for a motion or anything like that tonight.
I think we need to explore it. Okay. Because, yeah. Again, I'm from New York, and yeah, so I lived with graffiti everywhere in any place. And I agree with you. It's not only gang-related, it's just kids that do tagging. Yep. And once it starts, you're never going to
It's never going to. And I came back from Paris, and I was stunned at the amount of graffiti in Paris. Yeah. I mean, it's devastating to a beautiful place like Paris. The only place they have control over is maybe right around the Louvre and stuff like that, the historic buildings. But once you get outside of that, there is graffiti everywhere in Paris.
So these were, if we dig deeper into this, then we could come up with some recommendations for the council?
Yeah, I would recommend that, you know, let's think about it, maybe talk about it when we have our full commission here next month. And if we want to make a recommendation that the council think about looking at a graffiti ordinance, and then maybe we can volunteer to put together the first cut of that graffiti ordinance. But obviously the council would have to come back and say something.
I think the definitions there are pretty inclusive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a...
They didn't beat around the bush in this.
No, they don't beat around the bush when it comes to graffiti.
Yeah, I was looking for one other thing, because the other form of graffiti is the stickers.
Yes, yes.
And it's got...
Yeah. And, you know, they also, too, what was really interesting is that the graffiti, I guess what people are now going around with etching machines and doing it on windows and stuff like that. So they address all the sort of possibilities that, you know, weren't even around when I wrote my graffiti ordinance, 30 years ago or whatever it was. So. All right. Any other member items?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Next meeting, as scheduled, August. When would be our next meeting, Beth?
August 7th.
Is that okay for people, or?
I'm fine.
Fine, too.
So again, that would be HDC at 6:30.
Correct.
Am I correct? Yeah, August 7th.
August 7th would be it? Okay, all right. There is a slight chance that I might not be here, but I'll, you know, we'll leave that open. But we'll go ahead and plan on it right now.
So are we going to still come here?
For the
6:30. The 6:30 is for our HPC, yeah. Okay. All right, I will make every effort to be here. So, my wife and I are trying to work out a cruise, too. So, all right.
Have you considered phoning in?
Yeah, what is the rule on phoning in? We asked about that, and I know that council does it.
Well, that came up a month or two ago. I think you all allow participation.
By phone in? Okay.
But yeah, but I think you also, if I'm remembering correctly, you may also allow voting by phone in. I don't know that there's a prohibition against it, but we did find a school of government article that recommended against that. Am I recollecting anything correctly?
I'm not sure there's any against it, but if it doesn't say that you can, that becomes a problem.
If it doesn't say that,
if it doesn't say that you can do it that way, that becomes an issue.
Yeah, you can cut it either way. I personally, I would say participating by phone is fine. I would lean against voting by phone, but this local government unit has done that in the past. I don't know of a clear prohibition against it.
Okay. Can I ask a question? I mean, this is, with modern technology, rather than phoning in, why don't we have a video mechanism here? I mean, every classroom at the university has that, so, you know, people are not just phoning in. I mean, I could see the person, they could see us, they could see displays. You can press a button and have that display appear on the person's computer and stuff like that.
You know, we have that go to meeting capability?
Yeah, I mean, you know, go to meeting or any of those type of things, yeah.
Even I could sit at home, for example, and look at my computer, and everything on your screen would show up in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any talk about having that? No.
In the past, council has not really been done with video.
Okay.
Video.
Video conferencing type of technology. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
She's running to turn
She's
this
running.
On.